Okay, welcome to Must Watch with George and Alan. Back with another, our third episode in January.
Oh man, so many in 1 month.
And again, we're here with a guest, Alan.
Yeah, we figured out that things do not work. You and me have no chemistry at all. So we get somebody else in. Last week we had Conchetta.
Yep.
And I said, let's just get Conchetta every week. It was our best episode ever.
I agree.
More listens than ever before.
So many listens.
This week we got Freddie McManus. Ugh.
Man, we're really scraping the bottom of the barrel tonight, aren't we?
That technically means I got picked out of the barrel first.
So. I worked out our listeners. Our listeners are, what would you say that they're like, our demographic?
Our demographic?
I think they're a bunch of losers.
Well, why?
Who could never have the guts to even talk to a woman. So they were excited by hearing Conchetta's heavenly voice. They'd never heard such a thing.
Heavenly voice.
And now you have this goddamn Freddie McManus in the studio. Anyone could talk to this guy. You just rock up. He's very approachable.
Well, Freddie's not in a good way.
It's unbelievable.
What's happened, Freddie? what's gone on?
Well, I've been very good, and I haven't been drinking for a couple of weeks.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Yeah, go.
Is this like Conchetta? how the mighty have fallen. No. Last night I did drink, and I'm really not feeling very well.
You drank a lot?
Real bad.
Like, a lot even for when you were drinking?
Yeah. I feel like usually I'm fairly high energy, but I've met your level here.
This is
actually quite a soothing episode.
It's a fucking disaster is what it is.
I walk in and I go, I walked into my voice cracked. And Alan Rutledge, who rarely emotes, goes, this is a fucking disaster.
Oh, man, he's not wrong. No, but that's all right. So,
what's that thing? Is that ASMR when they get close to the microphone?
Oh, yeah, and start whispering.
Oh, then, guys, this is Hungover Freddy. Yes.
Oh, that's the worst ASMR ever.
It's kind of creepy.
The ASMR of a hungover person is the worst.
I'm about to throw up. They've also said the back of this chair is not stable, so I'm having to hold myself in position.
Babe, hold my hair back.
Sorry, Alan. I just talk like you.
Is that Alan, is it?
Yeah.
You are known on the scene as an impressionist.
Right.
You do the best impressions
of the least relevant people.
Yeah, of people no one else knows about.
Well, this is the thing on more prominent podcasts, of course, they can get away with that kind of trash where they just impersonate people they know because the listeners also know those people. We do not have that luxury.
No.
The fans are Dante Duan on the airwaves.
Well, mate, if he listens.
Ladies and gentlemen, there it is. To be honest, that's the worst I've ever done it. I'm not a good show.
Man. No, you just be yourself, Freddie. That's all we want.
We
want to get to the issues and get to know the real Freddie. Because I don't know you from a bar of soap.
I would rather it stay that way, man.
Well, this is a good point of conversation, I think, because basically the three of us in the next few months are all going to be living together.
Right? Maybe.
Oh, well, this is a surprising arena to say maybe all of a sudden.
Yeah, sorry, George. It's just going to
really?
Be... Just
wow.
Me and Alan.
Oh, my. Well.
Drinking up a storm.
Yeah, I don't think Freddie's going to be drinking for a long time. But I thought it would be interesting because, what is it a maybe or is it a...
It's a maybe because you guys know that I love spas.
Oh, so spas is a... You want a spa?
I want a pool and a spa.
Oh, man.
Like the good old days. Could you imagine if we had a spa?
Yeah, I could easily imagine.
So can you explain how that translates to the good old days?
All right. Well, I used to live in a studio.
Tell us about the spa era.
3 month lease, and it was kind of expensive. But every night I went home to that spa.
Oh, is this in the building you lived in near Chinatown?
Yeah, on Castle Row Street.
Yeah, right.
A lot of prostitutes in that establishment. Like a love hotel I used to live in. But anyway.
Really? Oh, man.
Yeah. I'd spend all my money on the rent. I couldn't afford these prostitutes.
It was a love hotel when you were there, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah. That's a little moonlighting I did.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
You walk in, and they open the door as a woman in a robe, and you push past her and go straight to the spa.
I love the spa. Yeah. Out of my way, lady. Last one's in the spa as an idiot. Ah. Splash bomb.
The last one with a spa doesn't get paid. Ladies, just relax. It's a very stressful life, I'm sure. But when you're with me, I just wanted to feel like... I don't know what you'd say.
That's it. You don't know me. And would we be compatible housemates? That's the big question, you know.
Well, I think I'm clean.
Right.
I tidy. I can cook.
Yeah.
Very good. I think I'm the opposite as a housemate than I am as a person. Like, good. I'm quite distant and quiet.
We don't want... We're not going to have a party house or anything, are we? So...
Alan sounds like he's scared.
Well,
it depends on if it has a spa or not. That's really the big question.
So a spa is a deal breaker for you.
The thing is, the spa is associated with relaxing time. I don't know. That's like the ultimate rager.
The spa used to make me real itchy in that Castlereagh place. Really itchy. But it was worth it, man. You'd just be scratching up yourself at night. But you'd be, oh, man, I enjoyed being in that spa.
I don't know anyone who has a spa. In the inner west. Who has a spa in the inner west?
Well, that's the thing. You guys want to live in the inner west.
Where do you want to live?
In Castlereagh Street.
You want to move back.
It'll be you, me, Freddie, a prostitute.
The ladies, yeah.
The pimp.
Yeah.
If we do five of us, okay. I think we'll get a much better deal.
You want a penthouse suite with five different comics and a spa.
Yeah.
And George is on like Flatshare.com today.
Yeah, I spent my whole day swiping on Flatshare. Do you swipe on Flatshare? I don't even know.
Man. Yeah, it's. I didn't have a spa in my room. I don't want you to get the wrong idea. It was a communal spa, and that's why I was so itchy, you know.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, what happens in the spa? Well, we don't talk about that.
Stays in the spa.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
What happens
you
after
realize
the
it
spa?
Doesn't, right?
Yeah, what happens after the spa is you're bloody itchy, I tell you. Anyway.
Well, I don't think we're going to end up having a spa. I'm going to be honest.
Swallow on mic. That's how I managed to be more disgusting than everything Alan just said.
Swallow some water.
Tell us more.
Oh, man, I'm going to have to edit those out now. It's going to be such a pain in the ass. Anyway. Oh, man.
Yeah, did Conchetta gulp on mic?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, that's a bit.
But if she did, I mean, that'd be more listeners. When you do it, oh my god,
she was telling me that yesterday. She was kind of bragging about the spike. Apparently, you showed her some kind of graph.
You want to see it?
Massive spike.
You want to see the graph?
Oh, yeah, I'll see the graph.
Here it is.
I'll just narrate it to the listeners. So there's maybe eight of the smallest bars I've ever seen, like barely registered on the graph. There's not a number that low.
Yeah,
and then one that's achieved. Yeah, parity. That's where you want to be. How many? What are the numbers? My eyes. That's
well,
bad.
This first episode we got 12 listeners.
Well, all the way. The debut episode got 12.
Yeah, the debut episode got 12.
Right.
The latest one got 52.
You have autism.
And
you both and here, are on Zunga.
You can see the trend line tracking upwards. I've created
it's
a.
It's not though. It's
no, it
because
is trending
a trend
upwards.
Would imply, like, it's almost the jump is so high that the line can't accommodate it.
No, that's a trend line going up, and we're going to stop looking at the graph.
I don't think this is you can do worse content than narrating over numbers without knowing the actual numbers. I'll let you go. And the line is, and I'm doing it with my hand, the motion of the line.
This is what he'll bring as a housemate, too. He'll be like, last week we paid this much rent, and this week we paid the same amount of rent. And
the trend is totally equal.
Yeah, it's a very straight line.
So, Alan, you owe $800 in rent and over $1,000 in rent girls.
Yeah, your spa fees are going through the roof.
Spas don't pay for themselves.
It's like the room, his actual room doesn't even have like bedding or anything. He doesn't even go there.
Yeah, you just live in the spa.
Another night in the spa.
Anyway, maybe enough about our potential spa house.
Oh, no. No way. We're only just getting cooking.
Oh, you have more stuff to say about the spa?
Well, do you guys think that I'll be a good housemate?
I think so. I think you'll be a good housemate.
What do you base that on?
I actually think it'd be worth. I think
I could be the worst one.
Yeah, I think I'll learn more about you than I currently do. I don't know. I feel it's going to be.
We could all fall out with each other. That's one possibility.
I don't think I have enough energy or effort as a rule to do that.
To fall out.
I don't think I could be bothered to fall out with you.
Yeah, that's true.
It's too much hassle.
How many share houses have you guys been in? I've been in quite a few.
I've only been in one. Yeah. The one I just left today.
Oh, wow.
Tough break. A couple.
A couple?
One for each year of uni and then the one I'm in now.
And never with friends?
Not really, no. Just.
But I think it'll be better with friends. As long as we're your good housemates, it'll be better.
Hmm.
Anyway, this can all happen.
The best housemates I ever have.
Yeah.
What? cut that. Snip, snip.
None of this is being edited. I want you to know I can't be bothered to edit any of this.
Actually, can we tell Alan that this will be edited out just so he really loosens up?
Freddie breathed in my mouth and now I'm drunk. Anyway. The best housemates I ever had.
Yeah.
Fundamentalist Christians.
Well,
oh, man, they were good.
Fundamentally good.
Fundamentally good.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were just good people, you know. That's what you want. You want people who care about everybody else.
Alan's referring to the time where he slept on the floor of a church.
Did they have a spa in the church? Did you love it? Is that why you were in there?
They gave me my own pew.
Yeah.
I had something on the Sundays, which meant I had to leave. My Alan is way off.
Your voice is way off.
Voice is way off.
We've got a budget Freddy here tonight.
I was hoping I'll never
give you my best.
I was hoping you'd display your true self on this podcast, but you're way off.
True self?
Well, because what I know about Freddy is you're never off, right? But right now you've just switched off.
I thought it was fascinating. He was off until the second I pressed record, boom, we've got Freddy. Right?
Well, he's riffing. He's trying.
He's trying. He's doing his best.
I think he would be 70% funnier if he was.
You think he's only at 30% right now? I think he's at least at 65 or 60%.
Check the graph. There are no stakes here.
I've got a trend line. He's trending slightly low at the moment. That's fine. No, he's killing it. It's fine. Well, I want to talk about this. So you today or yesterday messaged me and asked me to do a personality test.
Yeah, I want to know if we're going to be good. Compatible housemates.
That's what that was about. So did you do that, Freddie? Did you do the test?
I did, yeah.
You did it?
Sorry, I have the screenshot.
Right, so I'm going to look at my results. You know your results as well,
yeah,
Alan?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's have a look at this. So, but how does this relate to being housemates, right? Because we've got a personality.
I want to see I'm curious about your personalities. Also, how odd my results might be as well.
I was put off by the averages. Just so
Don't worry about each phase
of the test, they show what people with the national sort of averages.
Right, yeah.
I was way off.
On all of them?
On the vast majority.
So right, am okay. I. So am I. Well, what about you? Were you similar to the
I can't
the
remember
average?
What the averages are. Okay. Are these the averages or are these my scores?
Those are your scores. Okay, cool. We'll start with each category.
Right,
around the table.
Yeah, okay.
So for the first one, what are we
for openness to experience?
Yeah.
Openness to experience, I've got 79 out of 100.
79, okay. Freddie?
71.
Oh, such shit, mate.
Get this. 100 out of 100.
That is so wrong.
Isn't that...
Wait, should we even read the rest out? It's clearly not... Clearly none of them are right.
We asked if you wanted to get a beer and you said, no, I'm going home. That's already 99.
Openness to experience.
Isn't that amazing?
But it's obviously wrong.
No, it's true. I'm reading the results here.
This
Joel.
Is why he's like, it will categorically inform how we'll be as housemates, because he's actually really gassed about his results.
All right, let's go to the next one. Shall we start the next one then?
Well.
What do you want to talk about your 100? Why don't you try and back up your 100? We'll see.
It has an explanation.
We can come back. We can come back to the category. So we'll compare first of all.
So agreeableness.
Yeah.
For me, 50.
Oh, there we go.
Little grumpy.
I got
67.
Ooh, 67. Okay.
I'm 54.
Okay.
So me and George a little bit similar.
I'd have you both a bit lower, to be honest.
Right.
And I think that's a low score too.
50. Have you got a lower score than 50?
Okay, I'm just going to say I have a much lower score than 50.
I have a much lower score than 50.
Me too.
Okay, well let's go to the next one. Right, yeah. Conscientiousness. 21.
Oh dear.
29.
I got 54.
Oh, so you're quite...
Yeah, but that's from the app that said you have 100.
I'm open to experience.
How do you feel about how we reacted to your open to experience,
Scott? I was just as shocked. I'll tell you that I did the thing twice.
Yeah.
And that already means you're not open to it, the first experience being correct.
The first time I did it, I got 96.
So you are just...
And I went, this can't be right. And also, then I got 100.
I love
100.
How he thinks they get different response when it's clearly a multiple choice thing.
Yeah.
I must have answered something slightly differently one of the times, but generally the same. So it's the way I'm answering those questions. Right. I got 100 out of 100, or 96. But, conscientiousness, which is basically kind of being able to see a task through, wouldn't you say?
I don't think it is. I think conscientiousness is like almost having empathy and like...
Really?
Knowing when to do the right thing, isn't it?
Well, I'm...
Should I look at it?
We wouldn't know though, George.
And you think you're 20-something.
20, well, that's what it told me, is 21. Should I look up what conscientiousness...
Well, we'll just quickly go down to...
And then the final one.
Conscientiousness. So, I have moderate conscientiousness. The highly conscientious are detail-oriented goal-setters who dot their I's, cross their T's, and keep detailed spreadsheets all of the time that they did that.
Just for the benefit of the listener, Alan is gently sweating as he reads these things.
Well, no, you're right. I'm looking it up now. You're right.
On your forehead.
The quality of wishing to do one's work or duty well and thoroughly.
Yeah, so and yes, so you're a little bit...
Apparently.
According to the results, you may be... I mean, you keep spreadsheets.
Yeah.
But they're useless spreadsheets. They don't achieve anything. Well, the other thing is I have a job.
You're even bad at being a nurse, George. you're not cool and you're not good at it.
I'm sorry, guys.
I have a job and I have to switch gears and do a good job at work. So what I'm, you know, how I am naturally.
It's like the weirdest prank I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, I have a job.
If a gear needs switching, I'll do it.
Yeah, so I have to sort of straighten up and fly right.
Well, let's see. So negative emotionality.
What?
Negative, that's the next one. Negative emotionality. No, the second last one.
Negative emotionality, and then it's just a picture of Freddie McManus.
No, I got 33 for that.
Ooh. Okay, that's pretty low. Okay.
But that's good because
low is better.
Yeah.
This is funnier considering what you just said. I got a 83.
Oh, dear. What a good housemate you'll be. Can you guess mine?
You've been around the 50s. Yeah, so I'm starting around the 50s.
13.
Oh, my God. You psycho. You're open to experience.
I'm an absolute sociopath.
You sound like you should be just out like bungee jumping and just living your best life. Yeah. You definitely don't.
Oh, I definitely don't.
Did you take this fresh out the spa? Yeah, at your most relaxed, chilled?
Would you ever go into a spa that a prostitute just left?
No, probably not.
There's your answer.
You know in some podcasts when they have like a key line and they play it first and then the rest of the episode? That should be the line.
Yeah. But that would be the name of the episode.
And then the theme song plays.
Yeah. All right, so now extroversion. I got 42.
Oh, I got 75.
75, okay.
This podcast brought to you by extra virgin olive oil. Now, extroversion. On to extroversion. I got 25 out of 100. So what was yours, Freddie?
75.
Oh, you're an extrovert. And
42.
And you're on the lower side. But
yeah.
So you're more introverted. And I expected that.
Yeah, that's not surprising to me, this 42.
And I thought Freddie might be an introvert. Naturally,
well, I thought maybe
who wears a mask of extroversion. But
this is getting deep, isn't it? This is
only towards me though. Which Alan can make up stories about whores at spas, but with me, we're really getting into the nitty-gritty.
Oh man. Anyway, so what do you think, Alan? So this was you got us to do this. What do you think this says about us as potential housemates?
Well, I think that George and I are very similar.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways,
apart from the openness to experience,
you just have to just do what I do, just try
be
to
more
get,
like you.
Get out there a bit.
If
more.
I followed you for a day, I would reckon single figure experiences over the course of that day.
Let me talk you through my day.
God.
I went to the fish market.
To be fair, I've never done that before.
You've never been to the fish
market? No. Well, I've been once when I was like a kid.
I go to the fish market every day and I get...
What time? What time?
You're down at 5 a.m. with all the fishermen.
No, when the fishermen show up at 5 a.m., he's leaving.
Yeah. Why weren't you open earlier? What the hell?
Some market this is.
Hey, the fish are biting the hooks. Let's get them on the plate. Very open to experience. I go to the fish market. I get what I always get. Right. Salmon and rice.
Salmon and rice. Classic.
You realize you don't have to go to the fish market every day. Get it salmon and rice for a week on the first day of the week so you don't have to
put
keep
it in your
going
fridge.
Back.
But he lives near the fish market.
Oh, I like the way they cook it.
That's just laughable.
They cook it up real good. Anyway, and then I went to the gym.
Okay.
And burnt 700 calories, as I do every day.
Yeah, multiple times a day sometimes.
Yeah.
So open to experience implies open to new experiences. Oh. You seem to be reliving the same experience.
No. It's openness to doing the same exact experience every day.
Yeah, sorry, actually, we've been misreading the text. It's openness to new experience, brackets, fish market.
Well, let's... I have the sort of the breakdowns here.
Right, so...
Clearly I do too, with a 83 negative emotionality score.
A big breakdown.
So what was your openness to experience, Freddie?
It was 71.
Right, and that's a bit...
Well, you're quite high like me.
Yeah, we're all
quite higher
high.
Than me, I believe.
I'm 79.
Right.
Yeah, and because look, we're all friends, but we're all comics first. We get up on that stage.
That damn stage.
And that's if you can do that in my book, that makes you a comic.
Yeah.
And
sorry, say that again word for word.
Yeah, please.
No. You can play back the clip if you want to listen.
Yeah,
more listens.
Yeah.
If only this podcast had any kind of budget where you could do sound effects and fun things.
I can do it. iMovie.
Oh, cool. Sorry. Anyway,
if
you're willing to stand on a stage, you're a comic.
So my thing, your spiel might say the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
Your identity may be flexible and open to change. But you're likely to find success in careers that value that. I can't read. That's my biggest flaw.
What was your score on literacy? Zero.
The whole time we get bragging about is straight 100 in openness. Yeah, yeah.
I'm really open to stuff, but not learning to read.
I'm
not open to learning to read. Shut that down.
So
do you need a read to eat fish and go on the cross trainer? You're damn right you don't.
I can read numbers, that's all that matters.
So I do well in a career that values the arts, for instance.
Oh, right, okay.
And maybe you got the same, did you?
Yes,
the same
I did,
spiel?
Yeah. I'm literally reading along with you. This is the worst afternoon I've ever had in my life.
Don't trap yourself in a theatre kid box.
You can't.
Though.
The weird thing with your reading is you get the emphasis all wrong. So the way you said that is like a theatre kid box is an actual thing. Like a box.
A box.
Don't trap yourself in
I thought it was
the theatre kid box.
Oh, man. If you get stuck in that theatre kid box. You were a theatre kid, weren't you, Freddie?
Yeah.
Musical theatre. I dreamed a dream in time gone by. Oh, you have a beautiful voice, Freddie.
Get out of that box, Alan. It's not good for you.
Anyway, so I think we all scored highly on that because we would have been ticking strongly agree to the questions about the arts.
Right, okay.
You see?
Yeah.
Because we are...
I don't remember the
We
question.
Are performers.
Yeah, right? I did it fairly recently and I remember there being a lot of questions around that.
And I said strongly agree to, like, do you value art?
Yeah, and it was music, literature, and I don't think I do care about those things.
Yeah, that's interesting.
But they didn't have open mic comedy on the list, so
I just assumed.
I inferred it.
I assumed art in the question about art. I assume they're talking about open mic comedy as well. Because well, open-mic comedy is art.
But I, well, yeah, the way we do
my,
it.
My comedy is art.
But you can't frown on it now, Alan. You just said getting up on a stage was the only thing you need to do to be a comedian.
To be a comic, but to be an artist like George, you got to get on that stage.
No, I thought you were going to say, you have to get on that stage, but to be an artist, you got to get off it.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to know when to get off it.
That's the, well, that's certainly true.
But like I maybe George, maybe Freddie's not as interested. But like George, you when you travel, you go to art galleries and stuff.
Yeah, I've been to some
art
galleries.
Do you just do that because it's a thing to do in France, or do you like
this? The specific like when I was in Amsterdam, I went to the Van Gogh Museum, and you know, yeah. I just liked seeing all the Van Gogh stuff. But I didn't see Starry Night, which was what I really wanted to see. But Starry Night's actually in Paris in the Musée d'Orsay. And I went in the Louvre, but anyway.
The Musée d'Orsay.
How do you say it?
Musée d'Orsay, I think.
Yeah, well, I'm not a...
You've been there, mate. You go to the galleries, you better be able to...
No, I didn't go to the Musée d'Orsay. Right?
Freddie,
I went to the Louvre.
Freddie, have you been... Speaking of openness to experience, have you been to Gay Paris?
You love it there.
I've been through it. I haven't hung out there.
Yeah, I've spent like a week and a half there total, probably. Ooh. All visits added up.
It's a weird way of putting it.
Well, what am I supposed to say? I went once for a week and two times for 2 days. I've been there for like, you know, a week and a half total.
Why not give us a literal day count?
The first time I was meant to be there. So when I first went traveling, I was meant to be there for a week and then go on to Barcelona. But then just as I was about to take off to get there from Sydney, the big Paris terrorist attack happened. So I shortened my trip to only one night and went straight there.
Well, that was good of you.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to...
Out of respect,
I didn't want to inconvenience them.
Yeah.
But no, going through the streets, it was like pretty crazy. There was like armored vehicles through the streets, like, you know, proper soldiers everywhere. And I remember then the next time I was there, I went there later on. Uh-huh. And I was walking down like... I was in a hostel quite far out, like in the suburbs. And I was walking, and like every so often I just see two soldiers like on the side of the streets, like it looked random. But then I found out later on that every single school in the country had two soldiers sat outside it. So I was just seeing schools everywhere, but it was two people with massive assault rifles sat outside. And I was just like, fuck, this country, what's happened? So what I'm saying is, and because of that attack, I wasn't allowed into the Barcelona FC game that I wanted to go to. So I am a victim of terrorism in that way. Right, guys?
I'm not disagreeing.
We feel for you.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, like, yeah, yeah.
So yeah,
that's my Paris anecdote.
Well, and I'm glad you told it. But the point is, you like art, right?
I think it's fine.
I guess I'm not really into literature either. I like reading Wikipedia articles about famous books.
Well, you established that you're not a great reader, so
you can barely do it.
I read
literally goes from theatre kid box to I'm not really into literature. Yeah, no shit.
I have a fourth grade reading level, but you know, I've got street smarts. Because I'm so open to experience, you know, I'm just out there, I'm with
we'll
the
never
man.
Hear the end of this. This
Well, I just think it's very interesting.
Right.
Let's say, okay, well, one time I did the quiz, 96 out of 100, let's say. Let's say I'm 96 out of 100.
Okay. You'd prefer to be 96 than 100?
No, because I know that I'm 100.
Right, okay.
But for your sake, just consider me a 96.
Alan, if I said to you tomorrow, like, do you want to come skydiving?
Yeah.
Would you do it?
Oh,
depends.
No.
You've heard his schedule.
Yeah, can I fit it in between the salmon
and the reading
and
lessons?
The rice?
Yeah, yeah,
I eat them separately.
No, you don't, do you?
The salmon, yeah. I'll say.
So you just have plain rice and then just a salmon. Do you put the whole salmon in your mouth and just pull out the skeleton? Is that how you eat it?
Boneless.
Oh, boneless only. All right. Man, oh, that's disgusting.
Can taste that fucking salmon. Can't wait to eat it again.
Anyway, we've covered openness to experience.
Well, last thing it says here, and so you got to. Well, we all have to watch out for this. Is
It's weird because I know what he's about to say.
Oh, go on. I don't have the I don't have it up, so I don't even know.
Yeah. Be aware though that.
Okay, what is this?
What do you want to read it, Freddie?
It's good for you to get better. Yeah.
I hate it when the teacher made me read in class.
Because you couldn't do it.
Because I'd be like, theater, kid box. The teacher would be like, get out of my class.
But I'm 100.
Be aware, though, that dangerous drugs are among the things you're most likely to be willing to try. Substance use disorders are a serious risk. So, very your substance interesting.
Is pink fish and dry rice.
Well, you can see that I'm a, you know, I wouldn't say I have an addictive personality, but I
that stage, you're addicted to that?
I'm very, you know, I have a routine. So if I did drugs once, it would become part of my routine.
Probably. We didn't complete the routine. So the routine is fish market early doors, gym.
Yeah.
Then?
Eggs on toast at a cafe near the gym.
Second meal?
Well, it's like lunchtime by then.
Okay.
Eggs on toast for lunch?
Thank you, George.
What are you doing, mate?
High protein.
What are you doing?
Spinach on the side.
Oh, there it is. Now it's a lunch.
Everything's on the side. Eggs on toast. I don't want the eggs on the toast.
Yeah. I want eggs, then toast, then spinach, please. Three separate orders.
That's probably my second or third coffee of the day.
Yeah.
Is that good for you, though?
Probably.
Substance. Yeah. That's you can get addicted abuse. To.
I'm addicted to coffee, yeah. And I'm addicted to Coke Zero at the moment.
You're addicted to Coke.
That's not good. You're not meant to have that.
Well, zero calories.
Weren't you the one who told me that that's... It eats away at something, and it
no, it, it well,
your teeth. Your it's bad for your teeth. It is bad for your teeth.
Well, all coal is bad for your teeth. But yeah, no, yeah. It's the sugar-free drinks, artificial sugar, makes you more hungry.
Yeah.
So then you just have to because that's where my 13 out of 100 negative emotionality comes into full force because you know I'll be like, oh, I'm real hungry, and that makes me sad. Oh, no, it doesn't. Because I never get sad, right?
And meanwhile, me, one of the great 83s, being like,
Freddie's losing the fucking plot. And George, he can cook.
Yeah.
So then that's where you come in handy.
Yeah. You know what
I'm saying? You can cook something for Freddie. He's say, losing the plot.
Is this what the arrangement's going to be? George has said he can cook, so you're literally going to tell him to cook you something?
I can cook pasta.
On the. With what, on the side? What do you want on the side?
Why would he mention that he can cook?
Right. Well, no, I only mention it because I know he can't cook. Freddie can't cook.
I'm a good housemate. I can cook for myself. All right, what about you guys?
Is that your George impression?
Yeah, I'm George.
That doesn't sound like me at all.
I can cook up a pasta. Enjoy.
That sounds like a...
Sounds like Freddie. Like
oh, here we go.
Hey!
But yeah, right. Man. Yeah, I can cook pasta too. What sort of pasta do you make?
I make penne.
He puts the sauce on the pasta though, not on the side. So you're probably different.
Yeah, approaches. You won't like it.
Well, do you buy the jar of pasta sauce?
Yeah,
this is the definition of an off-air chat.
But he couldn't even do it. You couldn't do it.
Well, I could do that.
For the record, George is pointing at me.
Yeah, Freddie can't do it.
Well, because I did teach you when we were on holiday. I showed you how to do it.
Yeah,
but anyway. What was I going to say? I was going to say, oh yeah, what I'm going to do though is at the moment I'm growing jalapenos, a jalapeno plant. So I'm growing jalapeno. I'm going to make my own hot sauce out of jalapenos. Now that's a cooking guy. I'm a cooking guy now, right?
Right.
So good housemate?
Look,
making
mate,
hot sauce?
I'm 100 out of 100 on openness to experience.
So you'd be happy to have
but
some.
But I'm not going to be eating those jalapenos.
What do you mean? They're good. Jalapenos aren't spicy.
Oh, then I'll have some.
Oh, you are open to experience. Oh,
exactly. See?
There's
you
that
see?
100. Fucking hell. Man, anyway.
I'm just fascinated with how his brain works. The way he just switched to me, he goes, there's not a chance in hell you get me to eat a jalapeno. I cannot conceive a day where I would even put one close to my mouth. They're not that spicy. I will have one.
I mean, this guy loves the spicy stuff. I thought maybe he had some...
jalapenos like weird the least jalapenos. Spicy... You know, they're like the lowest one. Like
it's like flavorsome fun.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a fun time for
me. I thought you were like stuffing jalapenos with chilies.
Well, jalapenos are chilies.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Halib, you don't...
Yeah.
You've just embarrassed yourself. I want you to know you just embarrassed yourself in front of as many as 40 people.
Well, listen, man. I'm looking forward to sharing my life with you guys. And
oh, man, I can't wait.
It's, you know, this is going to be real good.
And on that note, the next category is agreeableness. And that was very agreeable of you, Alan.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, true. So
how come I became the anchor of this podcast, putting it back on track? Is that why you bring out guests to outsource the responsibility of
doing something? I think
George
50,
and me are the same, so 50 and 54.
But I think that's a perfect amount of agreeableness, though, 50.
I think some of my answers were skewed the way of, do you think you're too, like, you sort of let yourself be a bit of a pushover?
Oh, right. So what was yours again?
67.
So you're 67 agreeableness.
You may feel a deep identification with the possibly too trusting, but no, failingly polite and relentlessly helpful Ned Flanders.
You are a bit 67. Because agreeableness, like, do you remember the time we were at a comedy show and then a group of people that we know offered to go to their house to get burgers?
Oh, God.
And then we were walking, like, behind them and you turned to me and said, I don't actually want to do this. And then I had to have a whole conversation with you where I convinced you that you didn't actually have to do it.
Yeah.
And that's, I think that's my 50 and you're 67. And then I went over to them and just said, and I'm just like,
we don't want your burgers.
We don't want to come anymore. And you're just hiding. You were pretending to be on the phone. Do you remember? You're pretending to be on the phone on
classic
the stairs.
Trick. Done it many times.
I know.
Doodly doodly.
But that's it. That's me being a 50 and you being a 67 right there, I think.
George's face lights up when the statistics have real life.
All we need is a trend, like, oh, all we need is a trend line now. I'll do this quiz every day for a year, then I'll trend it.
Oh, interesting.
See how I'm changing as a person. Man, anyway.
Well, yeah, George and I, it says here, you're no goody-goody, but you're also not what professionals might refer to as a selfish jerk.
Right, okay, so that's perfect then.
Are you sure this is an empirical sort of scientific test?
Was it 538 or whatever it's called?
Yeah.
That's quite a big... you know, statistics agency type thing.
Yeah, go on 538, listeners. Get on there and send us in your results.
We'd love to read them. I will be putting them in an Excel spreadsheet. Get a personality profile of the people that listen to this show.
So, the parts which make up... You see those triangles? Can you see the triangles, Freddie?
Oh, yeah, I can see the triangles.
See, the parts that make up the subtraits... Oh, that's a weird thing.
I'm heavy on respectfulness.
Yeah,
not heavy on trust, and average on compassion.
Oh, mine's not the same.
Average on compassion.
I'm higher than you, but you guys.
Yeah,
are psychos.
Yeah, you're higher than me, but I'm sort of more compassionate than I am trusting by the look of it.
I actually don't have those.
Again,
stats.
Once again, openness to experience suggests trust.
Right. Well, yeah,
someone suggested experience and you trust it to the point where you sit through and you're saying you lack trust.
So someone says...
This test is the worst.
Pardon?
This test is...
I think this is slightly right in some ways, but very wrong.
So like knowing a person?
Yeah.
You don't even need a quiz.
Like if I was asked to do this just from like me knowing you, if you see what I mean? Like me to rank, to give you a number out of 100 on these things... Definitely. What would your number be for openness to experience for Alan?
I don't know, because I kind of see Alan as more computer than man. So
yeah, that does change.
I think it would be single figures in every category.
10101. Yeah, like yeah.
but the three sub traits of openness to experience.
Yeah,
which I scored 100 in every one.
Yeah, we remember.
And then you get an average of 100.
Yeah. Okay.
Aesthetic sensitivity. So I see a beautiful painting and I go, ooh, yeah. And that's sensitivity to aesthetics, right? Or you see a beautiful woman on the street, you ever see one of them, Freddie? Oh, God. Anyway, or a fella.
I told you if we said it was edited.
I'm open to beauty, you know.
Yeah.
intellectual curiosity. Now, you'd have to say that I'm intellectually a curious person, right?
I'm curious of your intelligence.
And, now, you got to give me credit on this, creative imagination. Who do you know who's more imaginative, creative than this guy?
I don't think I can think of
He can't even. Any, he can't even.
Oh wait, yes, I can.
He can't even read words in an order. Yeah, yeah. it's too linear for him. He needs the words everywhere.
So if once you break down, so it's a weird way that they're defining openness to experience there. I think because being creative, you can do that. I sit at home and try to write a story.
Oh yeah, add that to the routine
every day.
And the story every day is about the fish market. Yeah, yeah. Today I saw a trout.
Well, you're right about what you know, but you sit there, write jokes or whatever, perform them.
Right.
That is creativity. You know, but it doesn't. You know, I'm still an introverted.
Having a creative mind. Why is that a sub trait of openness to experience?
Well, that's the bit that I don't totally understand, but I think that people like me, or you guys, because you're quite high on that scale, maybe are more open to trying different things because they want to.
Well, maybe they.
Because it helps the creativity or whatever. For me, I tried drinking a long time ago when I had writer's block.
Drinking and writing at the same time.
Yeah,
I've done that.
Because I read that Stephen King was a massive alcoholic, and I thought, wow, he's a good writer.
Of pithy one-liners.
Oh, but I used to try to write horror stories and stuff, Freddie. I don't know if you knew about me. But,
no, I didn't.
But
learning.
That's also so on brand. Like, now I've heard it. Nothing has ever made more sense. So continue.
I was like, yeah, I'm going to be the next George R.R. Martin.
George Martin.
And then I drank some booze, and it did not help me write anything.
Yeah. So, this is a genuine question. I know we've talked about the spa at length, but something like that, if you actually do go to the spa, surely that would be good at
getting the creative juices.
You know what?
Flowing?
You know what always gets me.
You know what I mean?
Well. No. You think I used to write jokes in the spa?
Well, what do you do in the spa? I just relax. Yeah. So what do you think about then?
I was thinking about this just today. I think some people sit down to write jokes, right? I don't know about you guys.
Right.
You try to sort of...
Well, I just fill my notebook, then I sit down and try and write stuff out for them.
I very rarely do that, so no, I've sort of... I think the reason is... I'll think of a funny punchline or something and write that down, and then I keep that in the back of my mind, and then the joke will just pop into my head at some other point. It could be a week later or something, because the reason that's happening is my subconscious mind, that's all it does
is think of jokes,
is try to think of jokes, and I've trained it to do that over the years. And, you know, because you guys, your subconscious minds are thinking about, like, you know, scoring with beautiful women and all that sort of thing, you know.
Right, obviously.
Subconscious, you don't even know what you're thinking about. It could be,
When I come up, most of anything that when I'm, like, writing, any ideas, like, flow most freely is when I'm doing some monotonous, like, chore. Like, cleaning dishes or, like, just doing the laundry, just, like, in my own head. You know, like having stuff, my hands doing something, but my brain is miles away. Like that's usually what's good for me. But you can't really.
And that's how George built 7 minutes in 2 years.
You too can do the same thing.
It's like that's the way you lose weight, like how much weight you lose. Yeah. It's like lose 1 kilo in a year and a half.
Man.
So the answer to your question, Freddie, is if I'm in the spa, you can get it having a spa. You can get it eating a salmon. You can get it any old how.
Mm.
Matter of fact, I've thought of a joke now. So that's how I come up with jokes.
Wow, that was good. Man.
Little peek behind the curtain now.
It's just 24/7.
Did you mean for that to rhyme?
Well, you guys are so young. That's based on commercial.
Ugh.
All right. Well, let's leave it there, guys.
Weren't you going to say something?
What about... Well, I was going to talk about Brexit, but do we want to talk about Brexit?
I don't want to talk about Brexit. We've got two more categories.
Oh, we got more categories.
Should we go to the one with the most clear difference, which is negative emotionality?
Oh, right, yeah.
Let's talk about that, and then we'll wind it down after.
Because that's a big thing, and that'll be a problem for you and me, George. The sociopaths of the house are going to have to deal with this guy's drama. Freddie's going to be like...
Or theatre, as they put it.
He's a theatre kid. Freddie's in the theatre kid box again.
Get out of that box,
Freddie. That's what you call my room.
Get out of the garage, Freddie. Get out of that box. So I'm a 33 in negative emotionality.
Yeah. And I'm 13.
Oh my! I'm 70 points more than you.
That's actually
if you combined
crazy.
Our scores, Freddie, we'd be... Just
96, which
just,
is
just
what
a big
you
problem.
Okay,
but maybe that's good. Maybe I'll be a rock for you, Freddie. You can come to me. You can tell me anything. You know.
Okay.
He did not seem open to that at all.
Yeah, no, not really. Well, I'm just reading it now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Tell me your spiel.
That my anxiety stats are.
I think that
horrendous.
Yours might be dead on. With 13.
Alan's at 13.
13.
Oh, no,
lower,
you're high, sorry. You're really
83.
High.
83.
Yeah.
83.
I don't know if that's... what do you think? Do you think that's accurate?
I don't know. I don't like thinking about it, which I think means yes, it is.
Well, I don't know how to feel about my 33. Probably, this isn't really something that I consider about myself very often. So 33 for negative emotionality is just neither here nor there, really. Well, how do you feel about your 13 then?
Oh, that's good. The lower
he doesn't
the
feel at all.
Yeah, it just says N/A, not available.
I see all these things as a competition.
The little graph, like the little image that makes up, it's just a middle finger.
Yeah.
Let me read an excerpt for you.
All right. Looking forward to this. Let's see what it says about Alan's.
People who 13. Score on the higher end of this trait. Are plagued by anxiety, sadness, anger,
oh my word.
And conflict.
Why are they paying me out? This is meant to be about you.
But not you.
Is that what it says?
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah, it literally says that.
Lucky boy.
But not you. Freddie, but not you.
Oh, man.
You whistle while you work. Not true. While I eat salmon, I have a bit of a whistle. Having a salmon.
You're just spitting salmon everywhere.
That's not whistling.
Oh, is that not how you whistle?
I don't think I've literally ever seen someone do something about whistling and not whistle.
I thought that was Whistling Dixie. Anyway.
You're scatting, man.
Sorry, continue.
Even if the rest of the office is glaring into their fourth cup of coffee. Well, I have four cups of coffee.
Test is bogus.
I just love coffee, that's all.
I agree.
There's such a thing as being too cheerful because sadness and anxiety are things that help us to learn from our mistakes.
Thank you.
Freddie is learning. He's
learning to love.
Becoming more human. But low negative emotionality is generally associated with good things. For instance, at work, it correlates with job satisfaction, blah, blah, blah. Here's an interesting thing. It doesn't mean necessarily that you're doing a great job at work.
But you think you are.
Yeah, but right. By God, you likely feel good about your job. And that you do, and you're financially secure in it. And so there you go.
Well, I think this has been a pretty interesting insight into all of us, if you ask me.
The very last, if we can just...
Extroversion.
Yeah, because, you know, you and me, George, are both introverted people.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you something else. I used to be less introverted personality tests when I was back in the day.
Yeah, I used to be extremely introverted, I think, and I think I'm less now.
I used to be more in the middle.
Yeah.
And I've actually become more introverted over the years.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's not about shyness, it's about where you feel comfortable.
Right.
And so I don't feel bad that like I like being alone, you know, in the theater kid box.
Just you in there.
and the theater kid. Anyway, and what happens in the theatre kid box?
Stays in the spa.
Stays in the spa.
I think we really need to wind it down. We're getting up to 50 minutes. We better... We better wind this down.
How long was the last episode?
It's like 45, I guess. So it's been a nice
more to
one.
Talk about.
I think we'll just wrap it up here. Thanks, Freddie. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, guys.
How are you feeling now? Have you got better over the potty?
I think over the course of it, yeah. I think, you know, sweated it out a bit.
Yeah, you're nice.
Laughter nice. Is the best medicine.
And the best hangover cure, I've heard.
Yeah.
And Myth City with Alan and George. With
pull people off the street. You look like you had a heavy night. Yeah. You know how to riff.
Get over here. Oh, man. Anyway, everybody, thanks for listening.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah. We'll check. After the graph, we'll know.
Yeah, we'll know. That trend line better keep going up, everybody. All right? I will be posting some mean comments about you. Anyway, yeah, thanks for listening. Thanks for Freddie for coming in.
And thanks to all of you.